Welcome to On The Mic Podcast. This is your host, Tim Drake. On today's episode, I have comedian and stuntman Steve-O. Most of you probably remember Steve-O from the hit show Jackass on MTV. He also had his own show following that called Wild Boys, as well as the string of the successful Jackass movies. Since the end of that, you know, I kind of wanted to find out what Steve-O has been up to. And Steve-O's actually on his way out here to Salt Lake City this week. He's going to be performing at Wise Guys Comedy on November 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. 4 days, 6 shows. You're not going to want to miss him. Every time Steve-O's come to town, I've had a chance to meet him. And he seriously is one of the nicest guys, so it was great to talk with him. And you know, catch up, find out, you know, what's new with him. He just recently got his first home. Briefly talked to him kind of about his sobriety, as well as, you know, kind of finding out, you know, what's driving him with comedy, where his comedy career is at, and where he sees it going. We, of course, had to talk to him, you know, about, you know, his stunts and his career as a stuntman. And like an idiot, for some reason, every time I asked him about it, I kept calling it a prank. I don't know why I called it a prank. I know it wasn't a prank, but I just kept calling it a prank, even though it was a stunt. And Steve-O corrected me each time, and I'm sure at that point he was just like, why is this guy such an idiot? He knows that I'm telling him they're stunts, not pranks, but he keeps calling them pranks. So I don't really know what was wrong with me. I know that they're stunts. Why did I keep calling them a prank? Why? It was a great interview, though. Had a lot of fun with Steve-O. I know he's not the fondest of doing interviews, so it was great to, you know, kind of be able to corral him and get him in here and talk with him about it. Opening for Steve-O as well, just as a side note, is one of our former guests and a good friend of our show, Guy Seidel. So, you know, having Guy Seidel opening for Steve-O this coming week, you know, you're really not going to want to miss this. Two great comics. It's going to be a fantastic show. This last week, we also finally wrapped all of the editing for Beyond the Shadows. I'm so excited for you guys to, you know, see this in a couple months here. We will be releasing a teaser trailer over the next few days here. So if you haven't already, like Top Flight Pictures on Facebook or follow it at Top Flight Films on Twitter. We'll also post it to the On The Mic page. So, you know, if you aren't very social media driven, as long as you're on one of our pages, you know, you're going to see it. But of course, you want to follow both pages. That's where all of the news and fun happens. Plus, you can follow my personal page on Twitter at Tim Drake. And you know, always see what I'm doing, you know, whether it's, you know, in film, acting, something, you know, the rare times I actually have time to try to get up and work some stuff out at open mic. You know, you'll find out about those. My producing partner, Austin Grant, and I will be down in Los Angeles in the next couple weeks here. We're looking November 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. We will head back on Thanksgiving, so because that's the, you know, the best day to travel, is one of the big holidays. But yeah, we'll be down in LA again for those 4 days. So you're not going to want to miss us. You know, if you want to hang out or something, hit us up. Hit us up on Twitter. You know, we'd love to see some of you out there. We will be at Groundlings on the 25th. You know, kind of starting into our journey in improv and learning a little bit more about, you know, how to change our career and starting to take some of the classes through Groundlings. But yeah, we would love to see any of you guys down there in LA. I think we're going to take a night, head over to the Roosevelt Hotel, you know, play some bowling, you know, just something to, you know, be able to spend some time with some fans and friends. So if you're out there in Los Angeles, hit us up. We'd love to see you. And again, I hope you guys really enjoy this episode with Steve-O. You know, again, great dude. Go to our website, onthemicpodcast.com. You can find all the links to all of Steve-O's, you know, Twitter, his YouTube. You know, he stays pretty active on social media, so you're not going to want to miss that. One side note that I found out, I didn't know Steve-O was an author. Yeah, Steve-O wrote a book. It's called Professional Idiot, a Memoir. And yeah, you can pick that up on Amazon. Didn't get a chance to talk with Steve-O about that. I was very intrigued. I had no idea he'd written a book. But yeah, I ordered it right away, so I suggest you do the same. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. And again, follow us on Twitter. Follow Steve-O on Twitter. Hit us up. We'd love to talk with you. We love meeting fans and friends and making new friends, especially. So hit us up. We will see you guys in Los Angeles in a couple weeks. We've got a few new episodes that will be coming out before Thanksgiving as well. So stay tuned for those. Make sure you go see Steve-O at Wise Guys Comedy. This week, again, November 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, wiseguyscomedy.com, where you can buy tickets and shows you all of the times for each date. Don't miss those. And enjoy this episode with Steve-O.
Man, Steve-O.
Hey, what's going on, Steve-O?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling at home with my dogs, dude. I fucking love it.
Right on. So I just saw online that you just bought a new home.
I did, yeah, man. It's my first house, dude. I'm super stoked.
So that's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's so funny because I say, oh, I bought my first house, and like everyone's like, yeah, you're a 40-year-old man. Like, you know? But I guess I do some things faster than others and some things slower.
Yeah, you got to do it when the time's right. You don't want to rush into anything you're not ready for.
Right. I wish I would have bought it sooner by a few years. But I didn't, so whatever.
See, and I just sold my first house last year, but that was kind of a godsend for me because that house was the worst decision I had ever made. So,
yeah, dude. Hey, man, are we on the podcast yet? Because we shouldn't be leaving this in the hall.
Yeah, we're already recording. We get it going because we never.
Oh, good, man, good, dude. Fuck yeah, because that would just be like, oh man, we just had that great conversation and nobody was listening. But, yeah, you know, I think as far as, like, the house thing goes, I mean, particularly with me, the concern, I think, was that if I bought it, like, much sooner, I really would have been buying a coffin. You know? You know? Like, it was important for me to live in a halfway house for a couple of years, you know? Yeah. And I'm glad I did that, man, because, you know, now life is really good. Wouldn't have been any help if I bought them. I say I bought a coffin because I basically would have been buying a crack house. Not that I ever really got into crack, but you know what I'm saying.
So, but I mean, you've been sober for several years now. I mean, it's been, what, since 2008?
Yeah, 6.5 years. I probably should have got this house a few years ago, but I was so, like, subscribed to the kind of doomsday prepper mentality of, you know, there's going to be an economic collapse and America's going down the tubes and don't buy a cabin on a sinking ship, you know, like invest in gold and this and that. And God, well, that fucking burned me so bad because gold just took a dump, you know, like I bought a bunch of gold at like fucking stupid prices. Now it's not worth shit. And if I was buying a fucking house instead of all that gold, then oh my God, like, I fucked up, okay? I fucked up.
See, now we know where all those cash for gold commercials were going. They were all to you.
And I'm coming to Utah to try and fucking dig myself out of the hole. Yeah. Oh my God, I love Utah, man. Fuck, what's this? It's like my fourth or fifth trip there.
I think I've seen you almost every single year as you came through. I know we met up last year while you came into radio from Hell in the Morning while I was working there for a bit. I know I saw you last year and the year before that. So, but yeah, I think it has been about 4 years now that you've been coming.
I think it's at least my fourth trip, which is unprecedented for me. It's it's the only place I've been to that many times. But yeah, I mean, wow, like how grateful am I, man? I've been headlining as a comedian, you know, stand-up comedian for 4 years now. And, you know, I mean, just like, that wouldn't be the case if I was running around wasting everybody's time, you know, like, and to come back to Utah, to have it be so consistently, good business, like, man, like, it's just rad, dude. And I'm really, I feel like the proof is in the pudding right there, and I'm just super grateful for that.
And Salt Lake loves you. I mean, you have, it looks like 6 shows this time, 4 days, 6 shows.
Well, I've had 6 shows every time that I've come there.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was only 3 days each time, but that's awesome. I mean, that's...
I'm reasonably sure that it was 6 shows every time.
That's awesome. Most comics don't get that many. That's really good. That says a lot.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that, you know, and right now, this is actually, I don't even know if I should say this, because if nothing happens, it'll be so embarrassing, but this is my last engagement, you know, or I should say my last tour dates, before I have a special showcase performance in Hollywood for the executives of basically every outlet for comedy specials. You know, we'll have like HBO and like people from HBO, Showtime, Epic, so, you know, everywhere except Comedy Central, because I'm just like kind of way too filthy to even want to try to be on basic cable, you know. But yeah, like so I mean that's the idea. I'm bringing them all out to the Hollywood Improv to show them what I'm up to right now and engage their interest in giving me my own comedy special, which I'm really excited about, man. So I'm in that kind of a fine-tuning stage where I would say, you know, if you ask me, I'd say my shit's pretty fucking hot right now. My shit's so fucking hot right now. But yeah, I think it's a great time to come and see me, you know. It'll be nice, too. Like, there's certain stuff that that's just been going on for too long, and I'm just so excited to retire once and for all. But at the same time, there's a ton of new stuff as well. You know, and for at least the last couple of years, I was thinking about doing a comedy special along the lines of, well, let me break my material down into two groups. Like, one being the material that that I'm willing to part with, that I can retire, and then the other sort of, you know, batch of material being newer stuff that I want to kind of hang on to and continue to tour with. And what happened was, you know, fairly recently, I just got, like, to the point where I was like, you know what, like, fuck it, man. You know, I want to just put it all in one fucking basket, man. I'm going to put it all in one basket. I want to fucking do the most badass comedy special that I can and just put the best of everything in there, new and old, and just retire it all and then start from scratch. And that's my plan, man. So it's, you know, the best new shit, the best old shit, and it's going to be the best show that I can possibly do.
So I look forward to seeing it. I mean, it's long overdue for you to have a comedy special. I mean, it's kind of shocking to realize that you haven't even done it yet.
You know, I think yes and no. And I think at this point, yeah, it is time. You know, and it is time. And God, I'm so excited about just the idea of that. Because it would really kind of legitimize me as a stand-up in a way that hasn't been the case. You know, like, to be fair, I think I've toured on the name that I've built for myself as a member of Jackass, which is fine, and it's great. And I think a lot of people have come out to watch me do stand-up just sort of out of interest and not really knowing what to expect, and frankly, with pretty low expectations. And the consensus is, and why I've been able to stay on the road as long as I have, that people are, like, I would say genuinely shocked, you know, and surprised by how I'm actually much better at performing stand-up comedy than they ever expected. So it would be a really big deal. I heard this past week Howie Mandel on the Howard Stern show, and he was talking about how he has no interest in doing he has no interest in doing a comedy special because that would force him to retire a great deal of material, and as far as raising his profile to keep people coming to see him on tour, he doesn't need that because they can see him on TV on America's Got Talent. So that's going to drive his ticket sales. And he says the comedy special isn't going to pay me a lot of money. It's going to force me to retire all this material, and I don't need the exposure to sell tickets. You know, which I think is great for his philosophy. But for me, I think I'm in a different boat where I'm burned the fuck out on touring, man. You know, I'm dying to get a break and focus on shifting my attention over to some other projects that I have, that I'm developing, I should say. And Howie Mandel doesn't need to be legitimized as a stand-up comedian, and I really love the idea of that. You know, that, like, it's not about getting paid for the special. It's about getting that kind of recognition, like, holy shit, Steve-O's a stand-up, you know?
I mean, I think you make a good point there, too. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame, you know, of creating that special than, you know, just being on, you know, something like America's Got Talent and, you know, just spouting that off every week. But at the same time, a lot of times I forget Howie Mandel started off as a comic. I mean, thinking of your career, it's always comedy for me.
Well, right. And, yeah, I appreciate that as well, man. It's rad. It's exciting, man. In one sense, I'm just, like, really working on growing up in so many ways. And, I still have a lot of stupid, fucking reckless physical stuff in me, you know? I mean, absolutely. I had this dream last night, or I should say this morning, because it was more this morning. I went back to sleep, and I had this super crazy dream, which was about what I'm going to do today, which is we're going to try and see how much duct tape it takes to just duct tape my body to a wall. You know, it's almost like a Mythbusters kind of a thing, because there was this photograph of me, like, we put all this duct tape on me, and then the guy photoshopped it to look like I was duct taped to the wall. And I love the picture, even though I hate fake shit, and there's just too much fucking fake crap going on. And I recently reposted it, saying, like, God, even though I fucking hate fake shit so much, like, you know, this Photoshop job, it really is, you know, something I dig. And everyone on the comments is like, oh, well, then fucking do it for real. And I'm like, all right, cool. But in my dream this morning, I was getting ready to, you know, to do it. And I was like, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to call the Jackass guys and say, hey, look, man, if we're going to do a Jackass 4, fucking tell me, man, fucking shit or get off the pot before I burn up this cool idea, because once I'm duct taped to the wall, like, for my purposes, we're never going to do anything, like, as mean to me while I'm taped to the wall as we would for a Jackass movie. And so, you know, so let me not burn up this fucking stupid premise of being duct taped to the wall if it would be better saved for a Jackass movie, you know? And I don't know if we make another Jackass movie or not. And at this point, I really don't mind too much, because one of the projects that I'm developing is a movie of my own, which is also really exciting. And I don't know if I really have room in that movie for me to be duct taped to a wall. So I'm going to go ahead and do it today anyway.
So, but, I mean, you keep up with the stunts well, though. I mean, I just saw the video you posted the other day with Machine Gun Kelly shooting you in the ass.
Yeah, that was pretty recent. Yeah, that was a repost. Whenever I repost something, I write, playing it back, you know, so that I can kind of maintain the integrity of saying. But at the same time, yeah, that's still a new thing. I mean, fuck, it's Machine Gun Kelly, yeah.
And he's a cool dude. He was out here in Salt Lake all summer filming SLC Punk 2. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, got to see him a few days.
He's as cool as they come, man. Like, he's as cool as they come, man. Like, I got so much love and respect for that guy. And I'd say those are two different things, you know? And I have, I really love and respect that guy.
So now, with all the pranks and stuff that you do, I mean, is there any one that you would say you regret? Or, I mean, are all of them kind of, in a way, your children?
You know what? Like, it's weird because you said pranks. I'm more used to being asked if there are any stunts that I regret doing. And, I get asked so much that it's almost like a stock answer. But I think it's really, like, true. I think the fact is that I don't regret any of the stunts I did. The regret, if I really have one, is that I didn't do more. You know, and there are certain ones that when we were shooting them that never made the cut because it just wasn't good enough, you know, or it went on a .5. And if I just pushed it harder and just, like, you know, got a little crazier and committed a little more than it would have, you know, it would have been more worthwhile. It would have been seen by more people. It would have had more of an impact. So I just wish I would have not held back in certain cases. I wish I would have done more stunts. I wish I would have gone for it even harder. And that's really the truth, you know, because at the end of the day, it's all just a big battle for screen time. And I wish I would have fought harder, you know. With that said, though, I think that I did pretty well because, you know, in the scope of Jackass, you know, looking back on it with 2020 hindsight, I'm probably, you know, if not the guy who got the least screen time, I definitely show up in those movies and on the show, like, probably less than anybody. I think I have the least screen time, but I think when I do show up, that the stuff I did was really impacting. So I guess maybe I picked my battles pretty carefully, like, because I came out of it with a pretty high profile, you know, off of not that much screen time, which means that when I did strike, I struck efficiently.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of Jackass, I mean, one of my all-time favorite pranks that always comes to mind is the one where you have the chicken in your jock strap, and you're going over the crocodile pit.
Yeah, I don't know if I would classify that as a prank. I think that was more of a stunt, but I mean, it's all just such stupidity. But going back to your question, did I do any pranks that I regret? Yeah, and absolutely. And God, I just can't. I'm so bummed that I got roped into it, man. There was a story, was it this year or maybe last year? I think it was actually early this year, which is just, it still mortifies me, where it was like, Steve-O does this song. You know, it wasn't even my fucking idea. And these guys asked me if I'd tag along. They said they had two ideas. One was to put on vests with, like, squibs, you know, like, and then go and, like, you know, I don't know, like, just, like, sort of stage a shooting where there's not really a shooter that's visible, but you just see a guy get shot, you know, like, and get reactions of, like, somebody being shot, like, and I thought, oh my God, like, that's fucked up as hell, but I love it, you know, I love it, like, as long as there's not somebody, like, holding a gun to be, like, seen during, like, the shooting, I think that would really create a problem, but just the actual guy getting shot, like, for the reaction, I was all about that, then they said, and our other idea is, we were going to take Alka-Seltzer tablets, and put them in our mouths so that we're, like, foaming at the mouth, like, in, you know, some crowded area, and, like, drop down to the ground, like, convulsing and have, like, fake seizures. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's totally not funny. I hate that idea, you know? And then they showed up, and they're like, oh, we couldn't get the squibs. All we have is the Alka-Seltzer. And at that point, I should have said, dude, I'm out, you know? But they had already come. And then I was like, gee, I really don't think that idea is funny. And they're like, well, yeah, but it's like when one guy goes down convulsing with the Alka-Seltzer, then, like, immediately, then the second guy goes down, and then the third guy goes down, so it's going to look like a seizure epidemic, you know? And then people will worry about maybe they're next. And I was like,
it would work fantastic in Dallas right now, I'm sure.
Right, that'd be great, huh? Oh my God. But yeah, like, I went along for it, and the just nobody revealed that it was a prank, and you had, like, multiple people on cell phones, like, on the phone with 911 actually having conversations, like, nobody, like, pulled the ripcord to end it. And, you know, it was just cops and fire trucks. And I mean, I'm responsible because I was a part of it, you know, but I just regret that so sorely. I just really do, man. I hate that. I just hate that we did that. It wasn't funny at all. And it just, it sucked. There's nothing rad about it, and everything sucked about it. And since then, like, whenever somebody has pitched to me any kind of an idea that has the potential to result in a 911 call for, you know, like, an emergency, I just won't do it, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's it's a smart move. I mean, there's no need to waste the actual, you know, emergency people's time.
Yeah, I mean, I've had fake 911 calls before, And, you know, I don't regret them all, but I don't want to fuck around like that anymore. But, hey, yeah, I'll tell you what, when I'm out of town, I've got a dog shitter now that comes to my house, and I have one dog that's, like, particularly nuts, and so we're going to have a little session trying to win him over. Hey, buddy. He's come, but yeah, so I got to get off, man, but what a pleasure talking to you, man. I really, generally at this point, I just dread interviews so much. I'm just so over it, but, this one was an absolute pleasure, and I really thank you for that.
Yeah, not a problem. It was great to talk to you, Steve, and I look forward to seeing you again next week, so.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, thanks a lot, dude, and, yeah, please stick around. You know, I still do the thing after the show. I take photos of everybody that comes. I'd love to say what's up after the show.
So, yeah, not a problem. So, well, thank you. Have fun with the dogs. So.
Oh, hell yeah, man. For sure, dude. Thanks so much.
You bet. We'll see you, Steve.
Bye-bye.